Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What a Wednesday it is, everyone. I am feeling amazing today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and are glad in it. Well, let's get right to it because we have a whole lot of show today, and I don't want to hold up anybody's time. Okay, today in DC, we are partly cloudy. Right now, it is 27 degrees, and man, it is cold. It's March, y'all. What's really going on? Anyway, it's supposed to go all the way up to 65 degrees on Sunday. We can't wait for that, but until in the meantime and in between time, we cold right now in D.C. So it's 27 degrees right now. We're going to go into the mid-30s. Detroit, you are cloudy, 17 degrees right now. Ooh, my God. I love you, D-Town. You're my city. 22 degrees is going to be your high. Jacksonville, Florida, you are sunny, 47 degrees. You are low today too, but your high is going to be at 55 degrees. Let's see. And London, you are 53 degrees right now. That is your high. When you wake up tomorrow, you're going to be waking up to 38 degrees and much wind. Oh my goodness. Los Angeles, you are raining right now, 54 degrees. Somebody, a little birdie told me that. You got 62 degrees is going to be your high, but you got rain all evening long. And let's see, Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are sunny, 40 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 46. And in South Australia, you are 63 degrees clear right now. You're going to be waking up to 65 degrees, which your high tomorrow is going to be 87 degrees. Kenya, you are 99 degrees right now. You're going to be waking up to 75 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming, though, this evening around 5. Let's see, Thursday, tomorrow, you got thunderstorms. You got thunderstorms all week long. So just be prepared for that. Paris, you are 53 degrees and lots of rain right now. You're going to be waking up, though, to partly sunny, 40 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be 53 degrees all the way from Paris to Alabama. Alabama, you are 40 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 48 degrees. Tomorrow, you got a little sunshine coming, 61 degrees, some heat rather, and that is going to be your forecast. Listen, if I did not mention your city, state, continent, country, however, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Listen, I want you guys to be encouraged today, no matter what the weather, no matter what the temperature, or even what you're going through right at this very moment. God is still in control. All right. Well, listen, I'm so excited because we got Sir the Baptist joining us. I'm so excited about him. And we have Ministry of Dance. She's going to be joining us. Minister Regina Little is going to be joining us. Then we got my fitness buddy. We got her. She's joining us. That is Elizabeth Brooks. I'm so excited. She's got 5 minutes of fitness. We got so much conversation with everybody. I cannot wait until they come on. Also, I don't want to leave him out. Author Blake Haley is joining us. He's got a brand new book. And so we're going to be talking about that. But first joining us, and we got to talk about him. He's amazing. Signed to Atlantic Records, hip-hop, R&B recording artist, even some gospel producer, songwriter, philanthropist from Chicago. Sir the Baptist, he's going to be joining us talking about his new project called Showing Off. And let's listen to that right now before he joins us.
Lee, what kind of music do you like?
Real up-to-date gospel music that allow me to,
Kweesh, it's time to cross over.
Here we go.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for you. See, I tried giving love in the past, but I guess he was saving best for last. Oh, God, just show it.
Right in the ring nice. I knew he would bless me if I live right. So I'ma sip this tea and get my dress right. Netflix and chill out, ain't it sweet? He'll bless you too if you just believe. We cuddled up like 3 degrees. Let's get what the Lord has done for me.
I remember when this song came out, and I was like, oh, is this gospel? Can I play this on the church, man, when we drive up to the guest churches? Because I don't need the saints looking at me like I'm crazy. And come to find out, it was gospel, and I had everybody hooked on like
vomit. Yo, give me one for Aretha.
Today I'm folding my hands it's over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for you. See, I tried giving love in the past, but I guess he was saving.
Always. Oh, saves the best for last.
Oh, God, just show it out.
That's the way he does it.
Like Mary, but no, it's just Mary.
Forrest Gump, church pew, and some chocolate. Drippy in my Toms, I'm so awkward lit. Fairy tales, wishing well. Hit the best scenes, wish you well. I'm around my world, equate. Why we on these doorsteps, newspaper? If you tell your mama I'm a church dude, she'll let me slide through the crib like a house shoe.
Today I'm holding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for
thank
you. See, I tried.
You tried. He's always covering you. He saves the best for last. Don't worry about the past. Celebration is last.
I love it. Sir the Baptist, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. First of all, I mean, where do we start? I already said some of you, but there is so much to you. I want to just start here from the artistic point of view for all of the listeners that want to get into music, that want to do some kind of form of expression. Sir the Baptist, what exactly are you wanting the listeners? What do you want to display or just to express through your music to the listeners? Because it's so different, it's so unique, it's so creative. What exactly is it, the message that you want to display to the listeners?
You know what? I'm just a preacher's kid from Chicago, and I've always had this desire to connect to a specific demographic, which is church kids, you know what I mean? People that at some point or come from a churchy family that need an outlet of music where it's not really just focused on, you know, praise and worship, but more so focused on relationships, life, you know, good times, bad times, family, everything.
And that's exactly what a lot of people are looking for and they need. And that's such a amazing a talent for you to be able to connect with so many. And I know it's like a breath of fresh air to a lot of people. I mean, you have worked with some amazing artists. How did you get started in music? I know you're a preacher's kid, but how did you just branch out from that label into becoming into your own Sir the Baptist?
Well, you know what? It just took a little music, a little relationships, a little bit of working the industry and understanding business wise what to do, where to go, and just did as much study and research and took it from there.
I love that you said the research and the study. Hello, listeners, everybody. This is very important. You do have to study.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people, you have to, and people don't really, I think they're afraid of that part of themselves. I think a lot of times they get caught just stuck in that creativity, and they are fearful of that knowledge or going to get it. Maybe they are afraid that they won't understand it. Maybe they're afraid that maybe they're not organized. A lot of creative people are, because I'm creative myself, and I had struggled with that, doing the administrative work, the studying part, and all of that stuff. And it took for me to push myself. But once you get past that fear, you will be amazed at what you needed to learn just so you can stay afloat. Because you could be in today and sound good, and then somebody else could come and sound even better. But your study helps you stay in the rhythm of things, help you stay relevant and all of those things. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Well, I love it. Absolutely. Well, listen, well, what else would you like to tell the listeners about you as far as what's coming up next? Is there anything else that you would like for them to know? Are you doing any touring, any dates?
You know, we have a lot of tour dates coming up that we just did. We confirmed with McDonald's and Lexus and a few other people that we're working with. We have so much going on right now. I mean, you know, we're about to drop more music, and we're super excited about that. And then closer to the end of the year, we'll have a full album out. And it's going to be a fun year.
I'm excited about it because I'm going to tell you, just showing off everything that you've done, though, I've loved it because it's been so different and so unique, and it catches my ear. Like, I want more. And this showing off with Kiara, I mean, I already know she can blow anyway, but she sang on this one with you. And you guys really, really collaborated really well together. Who did you do the production of the music as well? Who's the music by?
Yeah, so I did all the music, wrote all the lyrics, wrote all the arrangements, and just had her come in and sing it because I do her voice and where I could hear it. And she came in and she stretched. It's a little bit Aretha, but it's also a little bit of rapping. So it was like
it was really
a balance of, you know, that Detroit sound.
It definitely is. I can hear it. And I felt like she was able to really let go in this. I love the sound. You guys collaborated really well. My next question is, I just wanted to know, as far as with you doing production and all of that, was that something that came natural to you? Not only are you a writer, but you did mention that you do music as well and just organizing and all of that. What are you? Did that come natural to you, or was that one of your studies?
Well, you know, I was a producer first.
Okay.
Producer first, and I learned how to do certain things for the sake of the song, which is why, you know, I only have a small short verse on Showing Off, because I'm not a guy that's so focused on me that I can't serve the song. So I'm a producer first. I serve the song, the idea, the motive behind pushing it. And then after that, you know, I attach all the other creative pieces that I have in order to build something great.
It is the bomb. Like I said, everything that I've heard, how is the church how are they feeling about all this newness and freshness and difference and all of that? Because I'm sure when you were in as a preacher's child growing up, church might have been a little different than what the sound is that you're birthing out and releasing out. How has the transition been for you, and how has it been accepted from the church in a whole?
You know, some of it's really, really good.
Have you even cared?
Some of them are, right. Well, I care. Only to a certain degree. And the reason why is because, you know, if you want some growth in the gospel industry or in the church or in the black church culture, you got to make some change, you know, and we're losing the youth because all we're talking about is, oh God, it's sad and I'm not worthy. And you know, they have different moments than that. They have those moments as well, but they also have moments where they're happy, where they're dancing, where they're singing, where they're going out and hanging with their friends. And the reason why we keep losing our youth is because we don't keep them in that moment of reality and natural life situations. So we lose them when they celebrate something. We lose them when they're about to get married. And this song was able to push through. And so, you know, relationship more than anything, thanking God for the person you're about to marry or have married. Relationship, or you know, you had a breakup the year before, and now you're feeling like God is showing up. He's giving you what you need, and you know, like we need all of those moments within the gospel industry. So whether they like it or not, you know, I'm here to do what I'm supposed to do, what I'm called to do. God has given me the talent for, And we're going to shift some things and take us back to number one.
Well, this is the thing. I love this, and I'm just going to say this. The thing is that if it wasn't meant, if it's not meant for the mom or the grandma or who, the aunt or the uncle, whoever, it may be for the youth. If it wasn't meant for the youth, and it may be for a young mother or a mother that's in transition after divorce. I mean, it's so many different scenarios in the body, but also just in the world, period. I always tell people, Sir the Baptist, that it's we only know of so many people. There are billions and billions and billions of people, and enough ministry and enough of us within us that we can minister to a multitude, even within those billions upon billions. So I just believe that at the end of the day, I'm thankful for the sound. I mean, I just appreciate it. And I know a lot of people do. But those that may not understand it and it's not the traditional, I'm sure that as, you know, God is always able to turn the hearts of men and always able to allow them to see an appreciation, because one thing's for sure is ministry, and it's touching the hearts of somebody and many somebodies. And I'm happy about that. As long as we're all for the same cause of souls being won to God and Him, you know, revealing Himself more and more to people, and their lives are being changed, healed, and delivered, and all of that through His presence, that's all I care about. So I don't care. I think a lot of people are adapting to that very same thing, because things are so rough now on this earth. So many weird things are happening. You know what I'm saying? That this, you know, to have a sound that would touch people and enlighten people and bless them, and no matter how unique it is, that's the same thing with the hip hop, gospel hip hop. We had the same thing with that transition as well. And I just feel like everybody loves you, and this is a great thing. And I'm so glad that you were able to join us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Can you give the listeners, before you give us your social media, just some words of encouragement and inspiration, like some advice to those that are wanting to step out there, and they're, you know, just wherever they are, they want to step out and they want to just be colorful and vibrant and all for the kingdom. What would you tell them?
You know, I would say it's a time, it's a believer's renaissance. You're joining the believer's renaissance, and the true church of God is spread it, and it's time for us to come together, do what we love to do, do what we're passionate about, do what the culture needs, because outside of just being a Christian spiritual culture, we're also just a culture, and we have things that's infrastructurally wrong. So we have to fix some of those things. We have to fix that we're not number one in the world. We have to push us back to the top who we're supposed to be and shine the light that we're supposed to be to the world. And your gift is going to be unique. It's not going to be exactly what other people would do. It's not going to sound or look or feel like the old-fashioned way of gospel. It may not feel all just worship. It might be something financial that you think would pull the black church culture out of, you know, debt and all of that sort of stuff. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, don't be afraid to jump into it. And don't be afraid to be the light that we need.
Come on, because we need you. I know that. I know I need you. We need you. Sir the Baptist needs you. We need your gift. Listen, iron sharpens iron, you guys. So this is a great opportunity for you to take heed to what Sir the Baptist has ministered to you guys, and go ahead and jump out there. Just like you're pulling from him, he wants to pull from you, and we want to sharpen each other. And this is just such a blessing. Where can they follow you, Sir the Baptist?
It's just SIRTHEBAPTIST everywhere. So Sir the Baptist, anywhere you go, all across the board, it's right there. So
I follow him. I love it. I follow him. He's got a lot of interesting things going on, and you can keep up with it. Whatever he's got going on, all shows, everything, small, big, he's just got it going on. So you got to follow him. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sir the Baptist. I don't normally do this, but I got to do this because now, you know, you got me. I'm feeling way in love with you. Can you do me a favor and do a radio drop for me?
Yeah. Tell me what to say.
Okay, just say, well, Doug is going to take it from there. He's going to tell you what to say, but all you got to do is say, this is Sir the Baptist, and you are listening, and you can talk about your new, whatever you want to do, and then you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right.
You rock. Okay, Doug, right. he's gonna hold on. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with Minister Regina Little. We're going to be talking about praise dancing. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Trecrae.
And this is Adrian.
And we are Last Call. You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So keep it locked.
All right, we are back. All right, my sister, Minister of Dance, Ministry of Dance and Prophetic and all of that, Regina Little, thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Minister Woko, Margie Woko is of dance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lord. Blame it on the translation. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But you're ministering at the event, right?
Yes, absolutely. So you are correct on that.
Regina Little. Minister Regina Little, right?
No. Let's start over. Minister Margie Woko is Minister of Dance. And okay. Yes, I will be at the conference.
Okay, so your name is what?
It's okay. Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E.
Your name is Minister Margie.
Yes.
Oh,
it's okay.
I thought
you've been doing a lot of interviews, and everything is just coming in together, so it's okay.
Yeah, I had got the name. Somebody emailed me and said Regina Little was the praise and worship dancer that was joining from the women's. It doesn't matter. Welcome. You all are talking. We all are talking about the women's warrior on the what is it? Women's warriors. Women
warrior
warriors on the
front line.
That's what we're talking about. So who's you? Okay,
absolutely.
You are representing them today. So let's talk about the women's warriors on the front line. What can we expect from this? And you're one of the ministers. Tell us all about it.
Okay, I am a worshiper. And
okay.
My mandate is to set the atmosphere, make it conducive for the Holy Spirit to come in and bring healness, wholeness for your mind, body, soul, and spirit, because it all comes together as one unit. And so many times the atmosphere is not set. So we are gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
And so before anything else happens, we are to set the atmosphere for the Lord to come in. So I'm a conduit of the Holy Spirit. I'm a throughway. I'm a pipe for the Lord to use. And in order for the Lord to use me, it's crucial that me, myself, know how to minister unto the Lord first before I can minister for Him. And a lot of times, people don't do that. You have a gift, but you don't have the anointing on your life. So your life has to be set aside for the Lord to be a vessel. So whenever I'm dancing or moving, if I'm a conduit, I need to bring heaven down on earth. So I need to be listening. My spirit needs to be in alignment with God.
All right.
So a lot of times when I'm moving, He will relay a message to me. And my job is to translate that, because I don't know what someone's standing in need of, but the Lord does. So if he tell me to put that flag around them, wrap them in it, whatever, I do that.
Sounds so good. I know that everybody is that is able to go to this event. This event is actually on the 6th, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, today is the 6th. It's on the 7th and the 8th.
Yes.
It's the 7th and the 8th. And it's at what time? Let me go ahead, because I want everybody to make sure that they're able to be there to enjoy the event and get refreshed and restored, because this is a time of elevation and just in his presence. And the event is actually March 8th through the 9th is this year, weekend, Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5. The doors are opening at 6 on Friday, and then Saturday the doors are opening at 8. We got Apostle Nathaniel. He was on last week. Prophetess Anna Stevenson, Pastor Seconda Kelly. She's going to be there, and you and Deborah Smokes and Tara Hodges, and Apostle Verl Howard is actually hosting this event. And it is, let's see, the registration and all the information. It says that it's, okay, let's see. Late registration is $60 and $30 per day. That sounds like a good deal. Hilton Garden Inn, that is in Greenbelt, Maryland. Okay, Walker Drive. So 7810 Walker Drive, Greenbelt, Maryland. Again, that is 7810 Walker Drive, Greenbelt, Maryland. Hilton Garden Inn is where you're going to get all this wonderful teaching and preaching and prophetic and worship dancing. You could just go ahead and just enjoy the presence and fellowship with God and just all of his people, your sisters and your brethren and all of that. And it's going to be an event that you guys don't want to miss. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about what God has got you doing and everything that we can expect at the event. We are so excited about it.
Amen. Amen. And I need people to know that when you come, this is not just dancing. God heals and delivers through dance. David would have worshipers on the clock 24/7 because we are the sound and the sight of God. And a lot of times we don't take worship serious. We just want to go to the word. But we have to remember, David had them on the clock 24/7. And when I worship with banners, your prayers and your requests is on the banners. And God says your prayers and your requests will be answered. Because Psalm 60 said he has given us a banner to them that fear them, that it may display, because it's the truth.
Amen.
And
well,
let's
one
not
thing
forget
about his, go ahead.
And let's not forget, his banner over us is love. His
Definitely.
Banner over us is love. And he
Absolutely.
Said he would make us ministers in a flame of fire as angels as we minister unto the Lord.
That's so true. And amen to that. It is out of love. And also, I love when David, the way they talked about David's worship was so freeing and so full of joy and so unto the
yes.
Lord. And it was just full of love. He expressed his love to God and God reciprocated his love back. And it was just a relationship. So yes, go to the event. Again, it is this Friday and Saturday at the Hilton Inn Gardens in Greenbelt, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us today to talk more about it. And please give Apostle Verl Howard my love right here from Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, listen, you guys, we are getting ready to move right along. We had a lot of shows so far, Sir the Baptist, and we got the women's warriors on the front line, women warriors on the front line representing for this weekend coming up. They got worship, they got prophetic, they got teaching, they got preaching, they got love, they got dance, they got all of that. All of God's glory and his presence is going to be right there in that place. You don't want to miss it. All right, we got to shift gears, though, because right now, I got my sister on. She's going to be joining us talking about fitness. Elizabeth Brooks, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing good. Gina G is not with us today. You know why? Because she's on a cruise. She's on another cruise, girl.
She's on a cruise? Girl, I hope she's working out on that cruise.
No, she didn't work out with me. She ain't working out. No, she ain't. But she is on a cruise. Her son's birthday and her birthday are like a week apart. And so they, her and her husband and her son and his friend, they all went on a cruise. And I just say, oh, my goodness, I need another vacation, too. Anyway,
oh, my goodness. That
what do you have?
So excellent.
I know,
well, listen,
right?
You know, my motto is fitness begins with correct thinking. And so what I was thinking about, I've been thinking about this, and I've been hearing teachings on this about preparation. And so I thought today that we talk a little bit about exercise as preparation for life. And, you know, when we normally think of exercise, it's normally in the context of burning calories, losing weight, or getting, you know, getting fit for the beach. You know, this is pretty much where most Americans are with their thought process relating to exercise. And I wanted to really encourage us today to think of exercise more like preparation for life. When we exercise, what exercise actually, it has a much greater value than the calories that we're burning at that particular moment. What we're actually doing is we're strengthening our body so that we can be more productive, so that we can, you know, have more independence as we get older. Do you know that people who exercise younger actually live longer than people who wait till later in their life to exercise? Not only that, but the sooner you start exercising, the more you benefit from increased muscle density and bone density. And a lot of times, as we get older, we're starting to see more and more incidents for osteoporosis, muscle loss, and the things that go along with muscle loss. We know that the more muscle we have, the more calories we burn, but the more muscle we have, the stronger our bones and joints are. And those are things that are the things that start bothering us and giving us trouble as we get older. When we exercise, we are preparing for the life that we want to have 5, 10, 20 years from now. And I can't say this enough. I think I said a little something like this in our class today. When we were having class today, I said something like, okay, this workout you did today is not for today. It's for 5 to 10 years from today. And it's so important that we see exercise in a much larger context than just that we're burning calories. Exercise is also that healing capability that God has given us to heal our own body. You know, Nina, I was thinking about this, how all these new drug trials are coming out, and we're you know, looking for drugs to help us, you know, increase that, you know, decrease that. improve sleep. You know, we're looking for drugs to improve things that we should really be accomplishing naturally. And one of those natural ways to achieve some of these goals that we have is through exercise. You know, if you're not exercising regularly, you are missing out on the things that God is trying to prepare in and through you for your family. We don't exercise just for ourselves. And I think, you know, because we're Americans, a lot of times we get to this whole selfish idea about exercise, that I'm getting my body ready for my body to do something. But you're getting your body ready so that 10 years from now, when you're in retirement, your children don't have to be looking after you every day and worrying about whether you're going to fall, whether you can take care of yourself, whether you can be independent. You know, these are much bigger issues, right? These are not just issues about, you know, burning calories. These are issues about our independence and the kind of lives that we're going to live in our older age. You know, now you're seeing more and more people in their 70s and 80s and stories about people in their 90s, you know, weightlifting and running marathons and track meets and stuff like that. And people who, as we do not have to stop moving as we get older. The only thing that causes us to do that is really a sedentary lifestyle. You know, sitting at a desk for 8-10 hours a day, that can really kill your body. And exercising regularly can really make a big difference to the lives that we are looking to live 10 to 20 years from today. So I want everybody, I just want to give everybody encouragement. I'm not on the beatdown message today. That's going to be next month. You know, I'm going to be, I'm going to be hammering away on what actually you're doing in your fitness program. But what I want to do is encourage everybody in their mind and in their spirit that exercise is more than what we're doing for today. It is preparation for the life we want to live and for the things that God wants to do on the inside of us 10, 20 years from today.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And I want to encourage those that, you know, have fallen off the wagon. You done got
right,
off the boat.
Right. Whatever, you know, that wagon is.
Yeah, what, however it is, if it is the fact that, you know, the holidays came, maybe it was a birthday celebration, maybe it was some kind of, you know, ailment or whatever it is, you get back going and don't beat yourself up. Get back going. Start off slow.
Absolutely.
But just make it your goal that this is your lifestyle. Like, you know, Elizabeth was saying, you have to make it so that this is, you can't live without this. Even though you've had a break, even though you've had a setback, you can't live without it, because your muscle, your bone, all that stuff, as you get older, it starts weakening, and you have to keep that momentum going, and it gets harder as you get older, but it doesn't have to. If you stick with it and you keep doing something, moving that body, challenging yourself, you will see not only the results in your health, but you'll see it on in your body form too. You know, because
Absolutely.
Like I said, your muscle changes as you get older, and the less you use it, and these are men too, you know, some of y'all men are a little squishy, y'all a little squishy now.
You gotta
I mean, not in the midsection, but just around their backs and maybe their arms,
right.
And you know what
the,
I mean,
the
and
legs,
their legs,
right.
and you might, you're a little squishy, so you know, women like a little tone now. You're gonna have to start doing some leg stuff and some, you know, chest stuff and something, just to, but not only just for because of women, you know, somebody liking it, but just for your health. The more healthier
Absolutely.
You are, the more muscle you build, the more everything functions properly, and you're more healthy. That's just the bottom line. So your muscle,
That's
your
it.
Bone, all of that works together to keep for a healthy body. That's it.
So many of the injuries and ailments that people are suffering with are completely preventable through exercise. Diabetes, even back pain, certain things, you know, all that sitting we're doing during the day, it's just killing our bodies. And it's time for us to make a decision that we're going to glorify God not only in our worship, then we're going to glorify God not only in our church going, we're going to glorify God through our bodies.
That's right.
You know, and we are vessels. We are his vessels. And so if we're going to be those vessels that God can use, you know, we have to take care of them.
Exactly. And another thing, Elizabeth, that people should know coming in this new year too, is just because you're slim doesn't mean you healthy.
Yep. Say that again. Skinny is not fit.
Right.
Skinny is a genetic gift. Skinny is a genetic gift. Some of us have it, some of us don't. But just being thin, just because you're thin doesn't mean you actually have good bone density. It doesn't mean that your heart and lungs are strong. It doesn't mean that your body and muscles are strong. So, you know, we just have a bigger stigma on people who are overweight and obese.
Well, there you go. There you got it. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
All right. Well, listen, if you have any question, you want to ask me a question, you have a comment, you can reach out to me on the website, www.thinkingcorrectly.com, or feel free to email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. I love you guys.
Oh, my God. We love you, too. Can't wait till next month, but I'll see you on Friday.
All right. I'll see you Friday, honey. You're doing good.
All right. Love you, sister.
All right. Love you, too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Blake Kay Haley is going to be joining us talking about his brand new book, Profound Good. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp.
The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, one thrill player of the world famous multi-platinum 69 boys. And whether you're tootsie rolling or whether you're just sitting back vibing, you're in tune to the sound of Dr. Gina's radio show. For sure.
Love it. All right. Well, listen, we are so excited to have Blake with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Let's talk about profound. Let's talk about good. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be able to put it out there for everyone.
Well, we're excited about it. Listen, you're with Charisma, and we're brother and sister. I'm with them too, so I love them. And so we have this new project out. Tell us how this came about.
Yeah, so just a little bit of background about me. So I've kind of had an interesting upbringing in that ever since I was a little kid, I've seen in the spirit. So I've seen angels, demons, and other spiritual things. And, you know, my first book, The Veil, was really all about kind of how I kind of came to terms with that gift, learned how to use it, learned how to share it with other people. And this book was one I was really passionate about just because this new one, Profound Good, really focuses in on what I feel like is the most important aspect of this gift, is that the things when we see in the spirit, when we see what angels are doing, when we see what God's presence is doing in our churches and in the world, it all points to just the divine revelation of his goodness and how much of that goodness he's wanting to release on all of us. So I'm really excited to put that book out so that people can hear about that.
We're excited about it because actually, you know, we need more of that. We just need so much. I mean, with everything that's going on in our society right now and so many different things that are popping up, it just feels so weird. Here, I'm just being honest. At 50, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm like so thankful that I can pray, because it's just so needed right now to stay close to the Father as possible, because there's so much going around us and in our nation and in the world. And just, you know, what kind of impartation can you give to someone that may be a little fearful? They're like, oh my God, what is it? It's the end of times. It's, you know, the world is ending. We're coming to, you know, and they're panicking right now. They don't know what to do. And all of the training and all of the scriptures that they know and all of the sermons that they've heard, but yet they find themselves right now in a very fearful place, a fear of the unknown. What kind of, impartation can you give to someone right now that may be listening that need this advice right now?
Yeah, you know, there's really two things that I could say is, you know, the first one is, you know, a lot of times people ask me, you know, hey, is it difficult to see in the spirit? You know, is it hard to see demons, to see people with, you know, spiritual wounds and things like that? And, you know, I tell them, honestly, the most painful and challenging part isn't seeing the demonic or seeing, you know, people's hurts. It's actually the part that affects me the most is seeing just how much of God's goodness is released onto his people, and how much of that goodness just stays on the table because we as Christians don't know how much of it belongs to us and how available it is. And so knowing that, I think at least one thing is that, you know, any darkness that you see, God has provided a response. And oftentimes that response is meant to come through his people. I mean, you look through the Bible, there's hundreds of examples of how God used his people to release goodness into times of darkness, into times of challenge. And, you know, the other thing I'll say just on this subject is that, you know, I've been seeing in the Spirit for as long as I can remember. And I can say that every single time I've seen someone pray, every single time, 100% of the time, something happens. The prayers never go void. There's always something that's released. Angels move. God's presence moves. Every single time something happens. So no matter what lie the enemy throws at you, know that your prayers are doing something in the world.
I love it. And people need that. Thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. This has been amazing, and I know people are going to be enlightened. You got to go and get his book. They're everywhere that books are sold. You just got to go and get your copy right now. You got to go get it right now. What's your website and what's your social media?
Yeah, so I'm just BlakeKHealy.com is my website, and you can just find me, Blake Healy, on Facebook, and that's where you can find me.
All right. Now, again, you got to go get your copy of Profound Good. Blake K. Healy, you got to go check him out, you guys. Follow him and whatever he's got, speaking engagements or whatever, you got to go and check him out. All right, brother, with charisma. And it's such a blessing to have you. Anytime you got something else going on, please don't hesitate to come and tell us about it right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All right, then. Listen, you guys, I got something to tell you. Ministerial moment right now. We're going to shift gears real quick because there's just something that's been on my heart before we close out. First of all, I want to say that I miss my co-host and my BFF, Gina G. I miss her dearly, but I know she's getting the rest that she needs. I sure wish I can do that right now, but my time will come. My time will come. But listen, right now, we got to just give some love to my sponsor right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Have you prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Best-selling author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Yes, listen. Okay, so we've talked about seeing demons and spirits and things like that. I want to go on, and it's so appropriate that this is coming at the end. Normally, I do ministerial moment at the beginning. So ministerial moment right now is about the little girl and the little boy. But I want to talk to women right quick. There's a lot that God has been really, really dealing with me about and really showing me a lot in this downtime that I've had. And, you know, at first I was kind of wrestling with it and didn't understand what was going on. Things was, you know, had been speeding up. And then, you know, I had this time, but I really have come to find out that we are vessels of God. And what he does is that we get poured into, and then we pour that out. And then he has to replenish us and refill us. And sometimes I would find myself, well, I don't have anything to say. And I don't have, you know, I don't know what's the message now. But, you know, I know that God has been really dealing with me with that and really filling me up. But what I want to start off, because I don't know when this whole thing is going to kick off. I'm not rushing it. I'm going through the process and I'm not resisting it anymore. I'm okay with being in the wilderness. Yeshua went through the wilderness of 40 days and 40 nights. People go through, David was in a cave. I mean, people go through transitions all the time. And I love this about the Father, because he didn't give up on me to the point where I'm done. Like, I would have been happy with the books and the DVD and all of that, but he still has so much more for me to do. Hence, that's why he's kept me well. And it's why I try to go line up with him to eat well and to exercise and to work on identity and character and things like that, because I want to be a vessel fit for the master's use. I don't want to do anything without him. So, because it's empty. I would be lying. Everything out of me would be lie and made up. So I don't want to ever misrepresent my father that way. So I wait for him to fill me up with what he wants me to carry and what he wants me to release and where he wants me to release it and to whom he wants me to release it. I'm obedient to him that way because this is his thing. This is his gig. This is not mine. I'm just honored that he kept me because I was a hot mess before, which brings me to the little girl. Some of us, as far as women, we don't want to deal with deep-rooted issues. And a lot of these things are generational. We pick up generational curses and things from our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers, our mothers, and habits and tendencies. And it could go as far, 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 far back down our genealogy as to we don't even know too, okay? But the fact of the matter is that we have, we try to keep this little girl that is selfish, that is hurt, that is broken, that feels the need to have to protect themselves, that is fearful of the unknown, that is fear of being hurt, fear of being rejected, fear of being abandoned, fear of growing old alone, and all of these things. And it could have come from trauma. It could have come from, you know, just a teaching of what we've seen in our families or whatever. But a lot of us have grown with this little girl too long. And this is a season that I believe that God wants us to deal with this and cut it at the root. I mean, it's like the wheat and the tare. You know, some people worry, well, it's been with me for all this time and I've accomplished a lot of things and God has done a lot of things. And this may be true, but yet this is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And it says in his word that he has the wheat and the tare grow up together. But at some point, there is going to be a separation. And so at this point in our life, for us to mature and see things with a different perspective and to see things the way the Father sees them and to grow and to live the life that he's predestined for us to live and hope and joy and peace and strength and power and wisdom and knowledge and mercy and grace. And I could go on and on all that good fruit that is from him. He wants us to live in that and absorb all that, all while standing in the standard that he's raised up us up in the face in the presence of our enemies. He wants us to be able to stand boldly for him and to represent him. And so I believe that this is a time that God is going to encourage the multitudes at this time to have that he has chosen for this season to really, really, really show some things, to pour into some things so we can really multiply in souls and multiply in wisdom and knowledge and strength and power against the powers that be, the adversary, the world system, all of these things. We have to be able to see things differently and to be healed and made whole. So if you are struggling with molestation or any of these type of things, anything, rejection as a child, abandonment as a child, daddy issues, whatever it may be, relationships are breaking up because you just see things like you're just trying to stay ahead of it. I see you and those things, and I can read between the lines and I can read people and all of this stuff. Listen, stop it. Stop it. You don't have to fight for yourself anymore. God wants to fight for you. All you have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And people are going to do things to you. They're going to say things. They're not going to be all 100% about you. They're going to try to use you. These are things that are just going to happen. But guess what? On the flip side of that, God can send you, if you keep your eyes on him and just turn the other cheek or walk in a different direction, keep your eyes on him and resist the devil, and he'll flee and not feel like you got to be vengeful, because he said vengeance is his. You don't have to prove that you're smarter. You don't have to prove that you're stronger. You don't have to prove that you don't care. You don't have to prove that you're better. You don't have to prove that you got something more. You don't have to prove that you're worthy, that you're valuable. You don't have to do that. You know why? Because that's what the little girl wants to do. That's the little girl crying out. That's the little girl that wants to be accepted, wants to be loved, wants to be protected, wants to be taken care of, wants to be held, wants to be felt like they are valuable, appreciated. This is the little girl. So this is why, if this is ringing a bell to you like it did for me, then you're going to let God do what he got to do so you can be the queen that he created you to be. You are a royalty. You are a royal priest. You are a warrior. You are a victor. This is your time right now for you to step up and move in the calling on your life, to move in what God has predestined for you, to move in the love, the support that he has for you, to get more wisdom, more knowledge. Do you know that the little girl, if you keep holding on to that little girl, the only thing that little girl is going to be able to learn is academics. It is no way that the little girl is going to learn how to mature in the things of God, to be the woman that God has called you to be, the woman that God has created you to be, the woman that is a warrior, that's the judge, that's the Proverbs woman, that's Esther, that's Raquel, that this one and that one. Listen. And guess what? Your name is Tiffany. Your name is Samantha. Your name is Rachel. Your name is Gina. Your name is Kim. Your name is Regina. Your name is Pam. Your name, come on, somebody. He's written you in the heavens. What is your name going to represent? Not the little girl that's trying to hold you back and keep you hurt and keep you bound and keep you broken and keep you doubting and keep you disbelieving and keeping people from loving you and holding you and wanting to connect with you. We got to get rid of her. We got to. She got to go. She got to go. She can't go in this season. So I hope that this is encouraging you. I hope that you're inspired by this ministerial moment. I'm praying. And I'm staying in God's face because boy, oh boy, oh boy, that's just a piece. We got a lot of work to do, women. We got a lot of things left to do for his kingdom. We got a lot of things, barriers to break, mountains to destroy, kingdoms to destroy. We got a lot of stuff that we got to do. And we got babies following us. And we can't connect with the little girl to the little girls now because they need us to be grown. These little girls right now need us to be grown. Okay. We need to be good and grown and mature to be able to lead the generation forth. Okay. All right. Well, this has been Ministerial Minute. And I'm so glad that we got to spend this time together today. What a show that we had today. Oh gosh. We had Sir the Baptist. So glad he can join us, dropped us a whole bunch of creative knowledge and wisdom. Also, we had the women, the women warriors on the front line. You got to go check them out and see what they're doing there because they got a lot going on. They got like a whole list of people that's going to be representing the kingdom right there. And they got stuff going on, y'all. Y'all don't want to miss that. And then we had Elizabeth Brooks. She came on and gave us some wisdom about fitness and how you listen. Just because you skinny don't mean you healthy now. Women warriors on the front line, March 8th through the 9th, Friday 7 p.m., Saturday 9 to 5 at the Hilton Garden Inn. And it is in Greenbelt, Maryland, Walker Drive, Greenbelt, Maryland, 7810 Walker Drive, Greenbelt, Maryland. All right. And then we had Blake Healy. He came on and gave us some wisdom. Ooh, we needed that impartation and the ministerial moment. And it was sponsored by Apostle John Eckhart, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times. So listen, we had a great show. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. And Gina G loves you too from her cruise ship. Cruising and chilling. Listen, we love you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.